That fateful night you took my boy in his car seat. Oh, oh, oh. Then you drove out into a sea of boulders. And then my spike went deaf. And now I'm gonna make you pay. I'm talking creepy to my boy. I told him that I'd make you pay. It's not right, but it's okay. Spike can't hear me anyway. I tell him Greenlee's dead, you see. It won't scare him, cause he can't hear me. It's not right, but it's okay. Spike can't hear me anyway. I tell him that Greenlee will pay. He just laughs cause he can't hear what I say. Listen, Greenlee, you gon' pay. I promise my Spike Man, you gon' pay. This week on All My Children, Kendall's gonna make Greenlee pay. And she's making sure Spike knows it.
Crystal and Adam finally make love, but somehow they can only talk to each other in the third person.
Tad and Hannah make love too, we think. And Minnie Hands Julia becomes a distant memory.
And Richie is dying of a terminal illness. And AMC catapults to number 6 in the ratings.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. And this is my good friend, Pedro.
Peter.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending October 26, 2007.
The fall is upon us.
People, I'm going to say one thing. Pedro was watching with me today. We were watching on my high definition television in my apartment, you know, and Carlos was working and stuff. He fell asleep on my shoulder watching Friday's episode. That was not a good sign.
I was out like a light.
He was out like a light. He was snoring, like he was doing the twitches. And I was like, first of all, I was like, if Carlos walks in here right now, I'm in trouble. And number two, I was just laughing because it was like that REM sleep. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you're in trouble. I'm in trouble. I would be in trouble.
That's true. Anyhow, all right. So this week we start with Kendall, obviously.
Yes.
Miss Crazy Creepy Kendall.
Kendall.
We actually started out the week with Kendall looking around Greenlee's apartment. Remember, she broke in. Mm-hmm. And she was like planting things.
Planting seeds.
Yes. Seeds of proof against Miss Greenlee, because she got a plan she hatching against Greenlee,
which I was not picking up on.
You mean all the time she spoke to Spike and mentioned her evil plan, you weren't picking up on that?
Wasn't Kendall in a coma one time and she was talking all the time?
She was very talkative in her coma. When she was with Spike.
She was almost more talkative now.
Well, she was talking to Spike in the coma. And now she's talking to Spike out of the coma, but like, you know what I'm saying?
There is a parallel, and you would think that Spike now would, you know, he would be very articulate.
Well, actually, he is pretty articulate, that little kid, and that's gonna be a problem because he's supposed to be deaf.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he get the cochlear implant?
No, in fact, that happened last week.
No cochlear implants.
He got sick, number one. He got sick, and it wasn't the time to do the cochlear implant.
Huh.
And then, like, they have to schedule you for the cochlear implant. Like, it's not like, oh, okay, I'm going to get some implants, and tomorrow you get them.
Listen, I think cochlear is a fun word.
It is a fun word.
That's a fun word to say.
I love to say it in the Bronx, cochlear.
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 I sound like Ashley Mendoza.
You get a little trouble in the Bronx, though, when you say cochlear.
Yes.
Because they think other things, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to be careful, especially around 151st.
That's right.
You got to be real careful. Anyway, so listen. So Aiden comes in and sees Kendall, and he's immediately dubious. And he, like, fights with her. Like, they are, like, the worst enemies. They used to make love to each other, these people. Do you remember this, Pedro?
Aiden made love to Kendall?
They used to make love.
I would like to state for the record, I don't call him Aiden. I call him, as any good detective, Cladumbo.
I love Cladumbo, except I don't really use it unless you're around.
I love a good Cladumbo line.
I do too. It's a little cumbersome.
It is cumbersome.
But it kind of works.
It works. It's a combination of Columbo with a dummy, Cladumbo. Well,
it was kind of funny because she made up an excuse for why she was there. She said that she had a contract for Greenlee to sign, and I was waiting for her the whole time, cool as a cucumber, to pull out that contract.
Did Cladumbo figure that out, or was he fooled by this?
He was not fooled, but he let her off the hook. Somehow she talked her way out of it, people.
Again, Cladumbo.
It was really funny. She yelled because Greenlee opened her big fat mouth, which I thought was pretty funny. But then she toned it down, and she told Aiden that she came to... That's what she did. She told Aiden that she came to apologize to Greenlee. And Greenlee buys it, because Greenlee's standing at the door, of course, over-listening to the whole thing. And then Kendall goes home, and she tells Zach. She reveals to Zach that she tried to torture Greenlee.
She tried to torture Greenlee?
She did. Remember the whole car seat in a shrine thing last week?
Yes.
It was all weird and creepy.
Boy, do I remember that shrine.
Do you remember the accident when Greenlee crashed her and Spike into a sea of boulders and lived?
I keep looking for that car seat. I want to buy that car seat for my sister.
No, you don't.
But that's the most amazing car seat on the planet.
You're right. That's true.
When do we talk about Kendall packing heat?
Oh, Kendall does pack heat. Not quite yet. Okay. We got a couple more story points, and all then right. We'll get to Kendall packing heat.
She's packing heat.
The number two story point I wanted to mention is we had a little Zach interplay, because he's on the other side playing his side of the game. He's trying to organize this whole thing against Greenlee with her eggs and all that stuff. He's trying to get her into her egg so much that he diverts her attention and also gets her to sell Fusion, her stock in Fusion.
I'm telling you, all the talk about the eggs and all that just made me hungry for an omelet.
Oh, that's gross. These are not the same kind of eggs, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but...
First of all, these are embryos, so they got the potential to become human life, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
But in this case, we don't really know if these embryos really exist or not. I am still dubious.
I'm dubious too, because...
But I think they do.
You do? Why?
Because I think Zach would be smart enough to have to keep these things, you know, for potential value later on. I mean, they're very valuable.
They are?
Yeah, Greenlee's a desperate person. She'll do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's good booty. You know what I'm saying?
But why would you keep an egg? Like,
embryo, Pedro. Embryo.
An embryo.
With the potential to become human life.
Okay, why would you keep that around? There's no reason to...
Because you could get Greenlee to do anything. She would jump off the Brooklyn Bridge for them embryos. You know what I'm saying?
But when she
gets... That is power. That is power incarnate.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm saying they're real. Josh and Zach talk a little more. And Josh is feeling a little guilty about this whole thing. He's having second thoughts about helping, you know, Zach with Greenlee and stuff.
Josh is like the smart version of Cladumbo.
You think?
Yeah, they look the alike.
Josh is... I love me some Josh.
All right.
They're similar. I see what you're saying. They're similar.
Similar haircut.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely not similar mouth.
No. Well, you can't understand Aiden.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Zach was holding Ian, and Ian is like a baby now, like a big baby. But I'm telling you right now, they still don't see that child. Zach's the only one that goes to see that child.
That child, I don't understand. Kendall is so wrapped up with Spike, but somehow she can never find her way to the hospital
for
her other baby.
That is what I'm saying.
That is ridiculous.
It is wrong.
I wonder if they're just going to, like, forget about it. Like, that baby's just going to disappear.
Like they forgot about Kathy.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know when that child's going to come back. That child's in Julia's life, but that child should be in Tad's life. But that's another story, so I'll save that for later. But anyway, Josh is all, like, guilty and stuff. And actually, Josh kind of reminds Zach that he's kind of the reason for all of this stuff in the first place, which was really interesting to me. Like, he asked Zach if maybe Zach thought he had anything to do with the mayhem, you know? And Zach pretty much said he would do the same exact thing. He tells Josh not to judge him because he's a father and a husband, and Josh is not any of those things yet. You know, I like that. I think Zach is so good. I know people out there hate him. Super Poster, I know you don't care for Zach. I happen to like him very much. I like his power. I like his intention. I like it.
That's Thorsten K?
Thorsten.
Thorsten?
Thorsten K. My name is Thorsten K.
I would like to see Aiden say that. Ah, Torsten
Key. Ah, Torsten Key. My name is Torsten Key.
Come on down to the Cherry Tavern with Torsten Key.
Yo, you remember he has all those like poems and stuff that he read.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
He does those. I'm telling you. We have the samples. We used to sample them at the end of every show in the beginning. It was so much fun. We loved them.
No, it just was creepy. It was a little creepy.
It's a little creepy.
Brown cow, brown cow.
Brown penny.
Oh, brown.
Brown penny, brown penny, brown penny. That's what it was, people.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll play y'all one at the end of the show today. I think we should revisit those.
A special treat.
A special treat this week.
Torsten K.
All right, so then we go back. All right, I'll give you a little Greenlee at this point because she know crazy. She saw Zach at the hospital before her fertility appointment. All right. And then she gets all fake fumy with him. And then she sees her some Mini Hands Julia, who we love and who we don't see enough of. And I'm telling you right now, Mini Hands Julia needs a new haircut. She got that center part going. Mm-hmm. It is not good. Mini Hands Julia is an attractive woman, a nice woman, a good actress. And she got this big old razor center part and her hair is like pasted down to the rest of her head. It ain't good.
You want to talk about a bad haircut. You know, I don't even want to talk about it.
Spike. Baby Spike got the colander cut. Bobby Bento said that last week. He said that Baby Spike had the colander cut, and he does. He's so cute, people. We don't talk bad about babies on this show. He is the utmost in cuteness, but he has the colander cut. There's no way around it.
Kendall
put the bowl on,
and
all right?
And
just trimmed right around it.
Yeah, colander cut.
It's the colander cut.
No, there's someone else with a terrible haircut. I'll tell you who else has a bad haircut.
Who?
There's a woman that was attacked by a muskrat. A muskrat had attacked her on the set of All My Children. And I thought for sure, I was like, Ava, get out. There's a muskrat that has attacked the top of your head.
He was like swatting at the television, people. I was all nervous because I thought he was going to hurt Carlos's high definition television.
There's a blonde muskrat on her head. I really thought, I kept waiting. Maybe Jack will show up with an elephant gun and try to shoot that thing off there.
He's talking about Ava, people.
That is the worst. I don't even understand that.
It is horrible.
She doesn't have a forehead. She's got like an 8-head.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like an 8-head with a muskrat.
Who are we talking about? We're talking about Greenlee.
Oh, we were talking about Greenlee before?
Well, Greenlee and Mini Hands Julia.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mini Hands Julia, get a haircut. Get some bangs. Get a nice modern. Candy. We did. But she needs a modern cut. That's all I'm saying. She's a beautiful girl and needs a modern haircut.
She could take some lessons from JR. JR's got a modern haircut every day.
Yeah, he's taking it too far. You know what I'm saying?
It's every day it's a new adventure for that man's hair.
You know who she needs to talk to?
Who?
Blandie.
Blandie
is rocking the hair.
Can I say something?
Yes.
On All My Children.
As long as you say it into the microphone.
On All My Children, if you are spending more time appreciating people's haircuts than the show, the writers might need to take a beat.
It's a little clue that there may be some problems with the writing.
Blandie's hair is, that's a beautiful coif.
Blandie's hair is the best storyline of the week.
Right now, JR is upset. Because Blandie out-haired him.
Without a doubt. Girl looks hot.
She's smoking.
I may have to change her name.
To what?
Brownie. Instead of Blandie.
Yeah, she's not going Blandie anymore.
She might not be so bland with that brown haircut.
I think the brown hair helped her acting.
I'm telling you, she became a better actress.
That's the key.
That's the trick.
Aiden needs to change his hair color.
Yes.
That might help him.
Greenlee could take a little dye job herself. You know what I'm saying? Greenlee needs to go black to make her acting good.
I could not agree more.
All right, people. I'm being harsh. I'm sorry. We'll go back to Greenlee. She comes in and announces after all this brouhaha talking to Mini Hands, Julie, and all this stuff and getting all these answers about her eggs, the embryos, and where they could be and all that stuff. She goes back to Aiden and is like, I want to have a baby. And Aiden's like, well, wait a minute, Greenlee, we have to talk about our relationship.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
He said, he doesn't speak Aiden. He said, wait a minute, Greenlee, we have to talk about our relationship.
Oh, now I understand. Okay.
Right. So anyway, so then they talk and she reveals the whole thing to him and she, you know, she still wants to have a baby and all that stuff. And that made me think, I got a question for y'all. Greenlee can't have a baby because her body attacks the egg or something like that as a foreign substance.
Mm-hmm.
a fertilized egg and will kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean she don't have to use no birth control with Aiden?
That's a good question.
I'm thinking no.
Probably not.
Because he mentioned something about birth control. And I'm thinking, like, she don't need no birth control because her babies don't make it.
Yeah, but maybe she gets pregnant and then it's a very painful process.
That's the only thing I could think that's maybe true. That's maybe true. But she still wants to have a surrogate to have Ryan's baby. And she ain't going to tell Ryan. And that's what she tells Aiden.
How do you think that would make you feel if you were Aiden?
Well, he tries to talk her out of it. He ain't happy about it. He thinks she's crazy.
I don't blame him.
But he's doing one of them things like... He's doing one of them things where he knows his girl's crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like he likes her. He cares about her. So mm-hmm. he tries to like indulge her crazy. Zach is doing that a little too. It's like indulging a crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, Greenlee, you know.
And then she fantasizes. She leans against the wall and she fantasizes about having a family with Aiden. And I can't help it. I keep thinking about Leo. This is not the same Greenlee, so I can't think that way. But if this was the real Greenlee, there's no way. Because she would still be talking to Leo. Because Leo was the ultimate man. He was the whole package, the real deal. And I think about her and Aiden raising kids. Her and Clodumbo raising children. I don't know.
I think I got nothing.
You got nothing, right? Because there ain't much to say. It's a crazy, wacky storyline.
Well, my favorite part was when Clodumbo gets on the computer and cracks the code.
Oh, that was so funny.
I mean, do you know, that is the hardest. He just sits down and he's like, doo-doo-doo. Oh, I cracked the code.
But listen.
I locked myself out of my laptop once, and that took a week to get into that thing.
But listen, even Aiden admitted it was too easy, which makes him think that it's a plant.
Well, he probably does think it's a plant. That's a computer. That's not a plant.
Oh, man. Then we have more JR scheming with Zach.
And his hair.
They meet at the park, and Zach gets all mad at JR, who's doing what he has asked him to do. He's, like, mad because he wants JR to get Greenlee. But he doesn't want to have JR enjoy getting Greenlee. So, like, it's okay to hurt somebody as long as you don't enjoy hurting them. That's the difference. That man has scruples. Yeah. Real scruples. He will put a fork in your eyeball to protect his family. But he will not enjoy doing it. And that is scruples.
That's also a Parker Brothers board game, isn't it? Scruples.
That's a white game. I never had that game in my house. I had Connect Four. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Thank you. And Clue. We love Clue. Clue is the best. I was always Miss Scarlet. Always. My sister would have to wrestle me because she wanted to be Miss Scarlet. No, I was Miss Scarlet. She was the maid. Because that maid was frumpy. All right, well, listen. We got JR and Zach in the park. We got the whole reveal that Zach tells JR that Greenlee and Aiden are trying to cut him out of the deal. And that's the cool thing is that Zach knows that Aiden is like trying to get in on this. And he actually kind of gives Aiden like the keys to like figure, quote unquote, all this stuff out about Greenlee's eggs and where they are and all that stuff. And I like that. And I also loved when JR got too smarmy. Zach took him by the ear and pinched it so hard. JR was crying like a little girl. This is awesome. I loved it. That's about all I loved, though, because the rest of it kind of left me cold. Although Miss Erica Kane was back.
She was back
and counseling Miss Kenzel. She was back from Paris, and she wasn't taking no nonsense about Miss Kenzel being, you know, done with Greenlee. She knows that Miss Kenzel is not done with Greenlee. And she knows that Miss Kenzel sent her to Paris to see Bianca. Because Binks kind of let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to tell you right now, people. Miss Bianca, Miss Eden Regal was on Dancing with the Stars last week.
She was on Dancing with the Stars?
She was watching Ryan Cameron Matheson.
Oh, she was in the audience.
With Bob Guinea, Rebecca Buttock's husband.
Oh, that's nice.
They did not. I thought they were going to do that thing, though, where they at the end of the dance, they pan and they talk to the stars. Because like, they talked to Rebecca and Bob one week about Cameron. And I thought that they would do that with Eden, but they didn't.
They must have needed to, you know, fill time.
Probably not, because that whole Marie Osmond thing with Marie fainting.
She went hit a sack of potatoes.
Like a sack of potatoes, like a bag of rocks. She dropped to the floor. You saw her eyes roll back on her head and she just dropped. Like, you saw her eyes roll back, like her face was in the screen, and you saw her eyes, and all of a sudden, doop, You didn't see her. And then the next shot was her on the floor. It was like that girl on that Extreme Makeover Home Edition when she got that house and she faded. It was like her. Boop. She was out like a light. Oh, I got a house, got a house. Boop. It was awesome. What?
Wow.
That's what it was like.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Anyway, so then there's a lot of crossover people here, so I'm going to give you the gist of it. Erica goes back running to Jack and says, Kendall and Greenlee are up to something. These girls are combustible. Jack, if you know something, you have to stop it. Because these girls, they're going to kill each other.
I got to be honest with you. This whole thing between Jack and Erica is ridiculous. It's like they're arguing, but they're not really arguing. It's like they're arguing, and then the next person says their line. It's like, just doesn't feel like a real argument.
It's not real. It's so they phoned their performances in.
And people. Then the other thing is it's ridiculous just that there's even a conversation that Jack won't tell Erica about what Greenlee has up her sleeve.
Well,
is Greenlee, ridiculous.
And Pedro brings up a good point because we didn't talk about this. Greenlee goes running to Jack and says, Daddy, guess what? I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have Ryan's baby. Isn't that great?
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's the whole thing doesn't make... Like, what married couple in their right mind would have that conversation? Can you imagine saying... Well, for you, it would be to Carlos. If you said something and Carlos is like, what do you mean? And you're like, listen, just trust me. Carlos would be like, I'm not trusting you. You know, it would be a bad scene.
Yeah, Carlos ain't big into tomfoolery. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's no tomfoolery.
Like, my man gets to the point, you know?
Yes, he's direct.
Yeah, he's direct. But so am I.
I know. Well, I believe me. I hear you.
Let me tell you right now. I am no Miss Erica excuse me. That may be true, and I'm sorry. I've apologized to you about that. I am no Miss Erica Kane, but I will get what I need out of my man. And if I want to know if Greenlee has some plan up her sleeve, I'm going to find out.
You're going to throw a plate.
Maybe. That's one of my tactics, yes. I'm not proud of it, but it is. But I'm going to do something. Sometimes I use positive reinforcement, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
No. A little smoothing out the edges. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I don't want to give him a true technique, you know, because Carlos listens. I don't need him to know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got to keep some mystery, because if he knows my tricks, he going to see through them. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So please don't ruin it for me, Pedro.
I will not ruin
Thank
it for you.
Thank you. Anyway, so at the end of the week, all right, we see Miss Kendall. She got them little. She. Zach is coming home. We don't know it yet, and she's getting Spike ready to go to the park or something. And she pulls out of his little baby bag in front of Spike.
What?
A gun.
That is crazy.
A little beautiful little silver Lady Wesson. It's beautiful. But she pulls it out and is polishing it with like a baby cloth. That's a little sick, people.
That is deeply disturbing.
Really disturbing. You don't have a gun in the house around a baby. You don't do it. It's really crazy. And he's old enough of a baby to have an accident with that gun.
He could get into that bag.
Easily. She has lost the people. And then she keeps saying things to him like, Spike, I'm so sorry what I have to do to Greenlee. But she has to be punished.
It is so lame.
She hasn't been punished.
I can't take it.
I know. It's hard to watch.
Kendall was like the one cool character.
I know.
And now she's like some crazy person. And you're just...
It's hard to watch, right? It's unappealing. It's hard to watch. And Zach keeps trying to save her. And she's going deeper and deeper into Looney Town.
It's so unappealing.
And it's going to get deeper, people. I'm telling you right now. I'm not going to give any spoilers this week. I looked up a few before I started the show today. But... It's gonna get crazier. You are on a train to Crazy Town. You better be ready for the ride. I don't know if I am. I'll be honest with you.
It's not so much a train as much as it's a roller coaster.
But it's not even a roller coaster, because roller coasters are fun.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Ashley.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that. Listen, it's like that boat in the Willy Wonka, the original Willy Wonka movie.
Okay.
Where the chicken's head gets cut off. Remember?
No.
Yes! Willy Wonka goes in and brings all the kids on that boat. And it's like a mini boat. But you tunes out at that part because it was so scary.
I don't like scary movies.
It was like a woman was getting choked and all of a sudden you see a chicken and then the head gets chopped. And it's just, it was like crazy. And Willy Wonka sings this crazy song.
Well, that's what we're in. That's
what we're
on.
We're on that boat with the chicken with the head cut off.
Oh,
I never forget that. I want
to
get off.
Get off. Get me a life raft.
So she comes up with some cockamamie story to Zach about the bag being full of Halloween clothes, and she doesn't want Zach to see, and he doesn't understand because she's being so secretive and so weird. And then Greenlee calls at the same time because her and Aiden have been arguing about this egg situation. He's trying to tell her that he thinks it's all a ruse. And he says something, people. Find my notes. He says something like, the good news is we found your eggs. Bad news is they're there to be found.
I didn't even understand what you just said.
He said, the good news is we found your eggs. The bad news is they're there to be found.
I
appreciated that argument from him. That's an elevator argument from a man of his stature.
That's true. That is true.
It posits a very real quandary, a very real philosophical and ethical quandary.
Mm-hmm.
Just because something can be yours, should you try to have it?
Oh, I didn't know we were going to go philosophical.
That's what I'm saying. I appreciated a rare moment of profundity from Mr. Aiden DeVate.
I feel like I just took I time traveled back to my freshman year of college.
And what did he say, people, when he was trying to explain why he thought that the information he found on Zach's computers was fake? He said, I know the difference between a GIF and a fife.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I replayed it and I try to interpret. Normally my Aiden speak is very, very good.
Would all my children be upset if I asked them to have a translator?
Like, we have tried.
Could we subtitle him?
Taylor has a device. He has a closed captioning device on his HD television that translates all of Aiden's words.
An Aidenator?
An Aidenator, yes. Actually, I don't think Taylor had named it, but I think that's a perfect name for the Aidenator.
Cladumbo's Aidenator.
That's right. I think that would be a good idea. So we leave off at the end of the week with Greenlee saying, Kendall, I need to talk to you. And Kendall says, meet me at the park. Spike and I will be there. So we see Kendall at the park, and she's waiting for Greenlee, and she looks up, and she's brandishing the gun, right? She's cleaning her little lady Weston, and she looks up. She goes, who do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
I have no idea. I honestly can't think of one person that, who could that be?
Right, well, I guess we'll figure it out next week. I really actually don't know who it is, people. I know the spoilers, but I don't know that little twist. I don't think it's going to amount to much, but it's a little...
Maybe it's Ryan.
No, I don't think it's Ryan. Ryan is busy with Richie.
Oh, Richie.
Yeah.
Who would hire him into his company? The whole thing just doesn't make sense.
It's so stupid. It's like, oh, keep your enemies closer.
Daily. I'm going to keep... And I'm going to give you a really good salary.
Oh, so stupid.
I'm going to keep my enemies close to me and pay them really well.
We first saw Richie in the beginning of the week with Lily, and we think that they're going to have this whole relationship. And there's this baseball thing, too. He tells her, like, that he goes to a ballpark when he feels afraid or something like that. I don't know. I kind of like that, though. I like the baseball theme. I'm starting to like this Richie. I really am.
Well, it's World Series time.
That's true. I don't like Richie with Babe. She is so disconcerting to me, this woman.
New Babe?
Nabe.
Nabe.
That's what you said. You said Nabe.
New Babe. Nabe.
Yes. I don't like her.
I'm not feeling her either.
She's too clean. Too clean cut.
She's boring.
She takes diction lessons or something.
Yes.
She's supposed to be white trash. What's she doing taking diction lessons?
Boring.
Plastic surgery. Frizzy hair. Puffed up lips. Boring.
Yeah, it's a little boring.
All right. It's a little mean on my part. I don't mean to be so negative. I don't like it. I don't like her. I don't like it. You people tell me otherwise. I'll be happy to listen. You know what I'm saying? He yammers on her about something, about how Annie wronged him. He reveals to her that Blandy put him in jail for 7 years and blah, blah, blah. They don't really resolve much. She goes to leave. He thinks she's gone. He takes some pills. He throws the pill bottle in the garbage, and she picks it up and realizes it's for anti-dying medicine or something like that.
Anti-dying medicine.
He's dying of something we don't know. I think I know what it is because I saw the preview, but right now we don't know. And we see Richie at the end of the week going into Ryan's office. And Ryan, gets all pissed off because Richie has done some research about cochlear implants and stuff. And Richie uses the opportunity to remind Ryan that he learned all this stuff about facts and figures and numbers and stuff in jail because he spent 7 years in jail and he became a genius. And I don't get that whole thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a snooze fest.
I don't like it, people. It's so boring to me. The only thing that wasn't boring, like I said, was Blandy's hair.
Blandy's hair is amazing.
Good hair.
They should just have Blandy's hair. If you know, like, it could be an hour of just her hair.
It was really good, people. I'm not kidding you. It was really good.
It's a good acting head of hair.
It is a good acting head of hair. And people, we were right. At the beginning of the week, what did Emma's tummy ache turn out to be? A tummy ache. Because she ate a week-old brownie and she ate the whole thing. She didn't get poisoned. The elevator wasn't rigged by Richie. It's so stupid. We knew it was going to be that, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I agree.
And Blandy goes to see Babe at the end of the week with her new brown hair looking good. I'm telling you, I think I might have to call her Brownie because she ain't that bland anymore.
No, she's.
Pedro was in love a little bit. He kept saying to me, Ashley, why don't you grow your hair like that, Ashley? You should grow your hair like that. I got curly hair. What am I going to do? I can't make it straight every day. It'd be like Kendall trying to make her hair straight. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, besides, Carlos likes me as I am.
Well, that's all that counts.
Thank you. Blandy goes to see Babe, and Babe gives her a big old attitude. Like, Babe's so perfect. And then she accuses Blandy of putting Richie in jail. And then she tells Blandy about the pills. And she tells Blandy that she called the doctor. And she found out that Richie is dying of... Bum, ba, da, ba. We don't know. She didn't say.
She didn't say?
She didn't say. All we know is that Blandy runs into the office where Ryan has pinned Richie against the wall. Again. And Richie just laughs. And she says, when were you planning on telling me that you're dying?
Which doesn't make any sense to me because the two of them hate each other.
That's right.
So why would he tell her anything?
That's right.
It's like all she's hurt. Her feelings are hurt because the person that she put in jail didn't come to her because she's, you know, to say, I'm dying. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. On to much less ridiculous storylines. We got two more. We're going to wrap them up real quick. We got Miss Hannah. Miss Hannah and Tad. First, we had Miss Hannah getting roughed up by Adam.
Yes.
Which was silly.
Right.
She goes to fake stab Adam because Adam is just wounding her so much with his words, which I didn't buy at all. He insinuated that Ethan was Zach's brother because he revealed that Hannah was sleeping with Alex Sr., which, people, I thought was kind of cool. I got to say, I thought that was a nice twist. Sleeping with the father and the son. Nice twist. But... it seems like Ethan maybe really is Zach's son because she did a DNA test, so we'll see.
That's good news.
But then we see Hannah getting all jealous of some girl, some 20-year-old that's hitting on Tad, who's definitely not 20. I love Tad. I'm sorry. I just want him to lose weight, just a few pounds. Anyway, she kisses him and then destroys that. And I didn't get the explanation, people. I didn't follow why she did that. But somehow, they end up playing pool together. They end up talking about sex. They talk about jumping into bed. And at one point, Hannah's like smiling and laughing at him. And Hannah, I gotta admit, I love Hannah. And I think she is gorgeous. But she's one of those people that looks better when she's not smiling.
Mm-hmm.
She's like Katie Holmes. When Katie Holmes smiles, she looks a little homely. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when she's just normal and like relaxed and her face is, you know, she looks beautiful. She looks like the most beautiful thing in the world. But she smiles, it kind of ruins it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Same thing with Hannah.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the end, Tad cuts his finger on something. and Hannah tells Tad that she has bandages at her place.
Oh, that's a good line.
It is a good line. And you know what? He jumped on it. He said, hell yeah, I'll get a bandage at your place. Hell yeah. He's no dummy.
No.
You know who else is no dummy?
Who?
That Crystal Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she might be a little dumb, but she knows what she wants, and she wants Adam, and she had him this week.
Listen, I just want to talk about, I would like to take a moment, and I'd like to clear the air, clear some space to talk about the fact that if you have a mental deficiency, you have to wear plaid.
He's obsessed with this, people. He won't get off this topic.
I'm telling you, Stuart rolls out and he finally wasn't wearing plaid, but one of his shirt collars was untucked. It's like, I don't understand. It's just, to me, it's offensive.
It's a little offensive.
It's a little offensive.
I think the wardrobe people should know better.
I mean, just because it's like, how do we signal to the viewer that this person has a mental disability. I know, put him in a plaid or unbutton his shirt. I guess the reason I'm bothered by this is that I like to wear plaid. And
you wear a lot of plaid.
I wear plaid.
And you wear wool socks with Birkenstocks.
Well, it's a good look, and it works for me. And my concern is...
It doesn't always work in the Bronx, Pedro. I'm trying to help you.
Well, you tell me
I'm trying to help save your life.
How else do I keep my feet warm on a cold day when I'm wearing sandals? If you can explain that to me...
You know how you do that? By wearing Timberland boots. You know what I'm saying?
I like to feel free. Free like when I'm in the mountains.
Well, listen. Crystal and Adam felt plenty free. That's what I'm saying. They made love last week. This week, Crystal wakes up as if she doesn't know anything about what she did the night before. It was like she was completely wasted, blacked out. She didn't call home to Jenny. She didn't call Tad, Colby, babe, nothing. She just spent the whole night in bliss, sexual bliss with Adam, and then woke up and acted as if she didn't remember a thing. Whoa, what happened? What happened? Did we make love? Did we have... Oh, I gotta get home to Jenny. What did you do to me? I was like, what are you... Why are you bugging, girl? You volunteered to be there. You didn't have no drugs in your system. You don't have no liquor. You came over. You said, You said, I got a problem with you. He said, I got a problem with you. You kissed. You made out. You made love. That's it. Didn't make no sense to me.
Yes.
She was acting like it was like she had had a gallon of moonshine the night before. She did it. That was the first time they had sex ever. They both had a gallon of moonshine.
Oh, that's right. The crystal moonshine.
Right. They talk about loving each other, but that they can't because of Tad and blah, 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 blah. And then she tells him that he can come to her house as Stuart. And then he comes to her house as Stuart. But not before Tad gives Crystal what for. And then these two make me cry. These three people could single-handedly save this show. If this show was all about them.
Thing.
Exactly.
Yes. It's not cochlear implants. It's not, you know,
Lady Wessons
to take over. It's not an omelet. It is, you know, it's just straight up relationship. It's interesting.
It's beautiful. So then, you know.
Can I just say, though, with... When Adam showed up as Stuart, he was wearing what?
Plaid.
It would be like
overalls.
It'd be like if I'm from Switzerland and every time I walk around I have to be in lederhosen. Do you see what I'm saying?
I get it, Pedro. I get it.
Just because I like to wear lederhosen, people don't have to assume I'm from Switzerland. I don't know. I'm trying. Never mind.
As long as you don't wear them in the Bronx, that's all I'm saying. I care about you. You're my friend. I don't want to see you get hurt.
Listen, I think it's a very original look.
Back to Crystal and Adam, please.
Okay.
All I know is Crystal and Adam, they're good. They're good together.
I would like to go through my highlights of the week.
Okay. I did want to say one thing, though.
Go ahead.
We did have a moment, people, of Tad talking to Minnie and Julie about love. And she kept saying, you might find love right outside your door. And I was screaming at the television, what about inside the door with Miss Minnie Hands Julia? She needs somebody to love. Her and her little Katie.
Not with that haircut.
I know, that haircut's bad. It's bad. What were you going to say your highlights were?
My highlights were Crystal and Adam and Tad. And then Ava's hair. That thing, it is compelling to watch how that stays on top of her head.
It's so gross.
It is. I'm telling you, it's like looking at a car accident.
It is like a train wreck.
It is. Like, there's nothing else happening on the screen except for how could she actually have that on her head?
Lily's going to help her shave it or something like that.
They got to do something.
And then Lily tells her about Richard. Richard. She calls him Richard. Richie.
Oh, Richie.
Yes. So we'll see some developments there, I'm sure.
Listen, next week I'm hoping for more mohawk.
I'd like a little less mohawk, you know what I'm saying? I wish to God it was a faux hawk or a hawk mo. A hawk mo would have been a lot of fun.
A hawk mo would have been an interesting choice.
That's right. Do you people know what a hawk mo is? I'll let Pedro explain. Do you people know what a hawk mo is? I'll let Pedro explain.
That is... It's the opposite of a mohawk. It would be if you were to shave a bald strip down the middle of your head.
That would be gutsy. All right, people. Well, I don't have much more. Do you have much more?
Nothing else.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for listening to the Pine Valley Podcast. If you have any thoughts about the contents of the program that you have just heard, the Pine Valley Podcast, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page and leave a comment there by going to www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or just, you know, go to our website and you can find links to all of that stuff. www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm Peter
Pedro, and here's a little something just for you.
And then I'm old enough, wherefore I threw a penny to find out if I might love. Go and love, young man, if the lady be young and fair. Ah, penny, brown penny, brown penny. I'm looped in the loops of her hair. Oh, love is a crooked thing. There's nobody wise enough to find out all that is in it. For he would be thinking of love till the stars had run away and the shadows eaten the moon. Ah, penny, brown penny, brown penny. One cannot begin it too soon.